All right, guys, welcome back. MGM Marketing. We're so many episodes now. It's crazy. Sam's back.
I am back. I've returned for episode 134.
Three. You missed it.
Gosh. Are you sure?
Sam.
No. The last one was 132 and 133.
Nope. It was 131 and 132. Sorry.
I'm back for episode 133 of MGM Marketabilities.
I really hope I'm going to be wrong now, and then it's going to be funny. Anyways, we're happy to have you guys back. Thank you guys for watching and listening wherever you're at. Today, as the title says, we are going to talk about how you can integrate storytelling into your company to basically make your marketing even better than it already is. Right?
That's right. Right. That's correct.
How important is a story, Sam?
It's so important.
Yeah.
Storytelling is absolutely important. It's critical, I would say, to marketing and especially, you know, in our specific sect, like videography, audio, storytelling is absolutely critical.
Yeah. Well, and the interesting thing I think about it is like, if you think about just stories in general, like people love Harry Potter and like I love Star Wars, you know, like people are obsessed with stories. So the more you can integrate some type of story into your business, I think more people are going to actually be like more engaged with it because like they're connecting on some other level.
Right. Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does. You know, fun fact.
Yeah.
I've never seen either of those.
Okay. Well, let's all say a prayer for Sam.
I have seen them. That was story. No, I'm kidding.
Can't believe you haven't seen those.
I have seen those.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, why'd you lie?
I didn't lie. Okay. I just told you I saw them.
Okay, I trust you now. All right, anyway, so we're going to talk about the five best ways to integrate storytelling into your marketing. So number one is highlight customer success stories. This is really important because basically the customers are going to tell the story for you. It makes your job actually a little bit easier as long as you've done a good job, right? Because the customer is going to, no matter what you have, whether it's like a lawn care company, they're going to like they took my lawn from looking like this to looking like this, or it's like a healthcare company, they're, you know, I was not feeling well, you know, struggling through the days and they helped me get to this point to where I feel great and have all this energy. I think it's actually a no brainer for you. If you have happy customers, get them in front of a camera, whether, even if it's like an iPhone or something, just talking about how great your business is.
Right. And I think we touched on this the last episode, but like it's an, if you see a customer success story, then that makes you more inclined to trust the company that you're looking at, you know?
Oh yeah.
Like it's not just, growing media marketing or whatever saying, come work for us. It's someone who worked with growing media marketing saying, come work with them.
Yeah.
You know, you are more inclined to believe the customer than you are to believe like the company.
Yeah. Well, it's like, if somebody didn't have some sort of transformation, whether it be business or personal, they wouldn't go out of their way to talk about it unless they're being paid. But even then a lot of people still won't do it because it's not integral, mm-hmm. you know? So oftentimes if there's someone getting on camera who is not actually a part of the company at all saying, wow, this is the change I had, it goes so much further usually. And it just speaks to your brand's identity, you know?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Number two is craft a brand narrative. So basically your missions, your values, and your vision should all align and kind of tell the same story in different ways. And that has to show through the content that you continuously push through your system. Because if it's not aligned, people are going to be confused. They're going to be like, wait, are they like this? Or are they like that? How does one do that, Sam?
How does one do that? Yeah. Well, first you got to make sure you're saying loud and clearly what that statement is, you know, what the goal of the company is. You got to make sure that is like part of every bit of marketing, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Let me think of what's a company that whose slogan is like resonates, you know, like it's just synonymous with the brand.
I mean, to me, it always comes to mind as Nike, the just do it thing. You know what I mean? Like they're the type of brand. And I feel like they even in some of their own ways, whether you like it or not, they just go for it. They just do something, whether it's good or bad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that kind of energy, just, you know, that's what people associate Nike with. And so, yeah, you know, like if you could be known for a slogan or you could be known for like a mission statement, like that's, it's critical. It's really important.
Yeah. It's like whenever they see your brand, what do they think? Like, what's that first thing that comes to mind? It's like, it could be bad. Could be good. Who knows?
You know what kind of reminds me of? Yeah. Game of Thrones. Okay. Every house has like a saying, you know, like Starks, winter is coming, the Lannisters, hear me roar.
Yeah.
Like there's, you just hear those statements and that tells you everything you need to know about these houses. Same thing with the company. You hear that slogan, it tells you everything you need to know.
Dude, that's good. I like that a lot. Yes. That's good. Yeah, that's very good. All right, so number three is emotional appeal. You got to tug at people's heartstrings because if you don't, they won't be inclined to move. People act on emotion. Maybe they shouldn't sometimes, you know, but people do. I mean, that's just the nature of us being a human is we act on our emotions. So you really have to, you know, use some type of appealing content, whether, like, you know, if you're trying to create joy, like if your product is something that brings joy to people, or if it is something like somebody's going through a grieving period and your product or service will help them, you need to tug at those strings and being like, you know, are you grieving right now? You know, this can help you, you know, and sliding that all in because otherwise if people aren't feeling what you can bring or solve for them, they're not really ever going to be inclined to buy.
Right. Like you got to give them like someone, like people usually have a need or want.
Yeah.
And that could be an emotional thing. Like I need to feel happy again. I need
to
feel some sort of fulfillment. Well, this company can provide you that, you know?
Right. But it's like also wrapping them up in emotion of like, you know, I think there's oftentimes people like give up on certain things. They're like, you know, I just can't, you know, I haven't found a solution and stuff. And so if you can basically, it's like telling a story of like, you know, I was stuck in this type of life doing this all the time and, you know, this and that, and things were not going well for me. But then this came along and completely changed everything for me. And you know, that type of storytelling will go such a long way because people will be like, oh yeah, I'm in that state right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which I mean, can sometimes lead to, there are some nasty people out there that are using it to, you know, manipulate people. And you know, so make sure your product is actually solving the problem that you're marketing. Cause if you're not, then please don't do what we're telling you to do. Because if you're not actually helping people, then you're scum. And I, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like we want to use emotional appeal to actually help people.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the thing that comes to my mind is, treatments. Like if you're, if you're trying to advertise a treatment or you're trying to advertise like, a medicine.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the prime example of like, before, like Zyapin. I don't know if that's a real thing or not.
I have no idea.
I hope it's not. But like, but like before this, I felt, you know, I felt empty. I felt sad, and then I started taking this, and then I start feeling really good. You know,
right.
Like that's just like the thing. And again, last time you mentioned healthcare in the last episode, and that just comes to my mind where, you know, there's like a concrete storytelling in I'm sad, or I'm hurting, or I'm feeling this,
sure,
but now after this I feel a lot better.
Yeah.
So get this
right.
Yeah, right,
that's so good. No, that's so good. No, it's true. Okay, and then number four, which is something that we specialize in, is incorporate storytelling in visual content. So if you guys don't know, Growing Media Marketing here, we love video content, we love to do animations, all sorts of stuff like that. And there is a way for you to shoot a video or edit a video together that invokes more emotion. Now, Sam, you are an editor mainly, and that's what you want to do.
Yes. That is correct.
How important is the editing and the shooting when it comes to invoking emotion in people?
It is the necessary ingredient, you know? Yeah. Like emotion has to come, well, you know, storytelling has to come in the edit, has to come in the shooting, because if you're not using storytelling, like let's say I'm trying to get this coffee mug sold, like if I didn't care about it, I would put the camera right here, press record, and then I would just post it.
Sure.
Saying buy this.
Yeah.
Like that's lame. You know, storytelling goes into the camera movements, you know, it like inspires, inspires camera movements, inspires lighting, and inspires all these different elements that make a video, like, you know, almost an art form.
Yeah.
You know, and especially the edit too, you know, mm-hmm. like the they kind of bounce off of each other. The camera angle, the movement, the lighting kind of inspires transitions, inspires the music, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, being an audio guy, I think the audio really matters to a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can almost feel the people's, like if they're speaking to the camera or they're speaking in the shot, is like, you can feel their emotion. And so if the audio needs to be captured fairly well for that to translate over video,
I would say music is so like,
oh yeah,
not the most important thing, but like if we're stepping away from advertising, going to like film and stuff like that,
sure.
I remember music a lot more, and usually like music is a lot more versatile.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, especially in like the short films that you edit, it's really important to almost not be so apparent, but without it, it would completely change the whole video.
Oh yeah.
Does that make sense? Uh-huh. Where, 'cause like, I know a lot when I'm editing music and working on music, there are certain things that I will do inside of the song. Like some sort of automation, or I'll make sure that this is louder than this, just because it invoked some emotion whenever I was listening to it. And I'm like, oh wow, that actually hits harder. That actually feels better. And I don't have really anything visual. I'm looking at waveforms the entire time. And so there's something special about music where it's like the common person may not even notice that it's there, but without it, you would feel differently.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
I feel like people would notice if it wasn't there,
you're right.
Well, they would notice if it wasn't there, but they wouldn't notice if it was there.
And, yeah.
You know, it's like if a good edit is like one people don't notice, you know?
Oh, for
that's,
sure.
That's kind of what comes to my mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, even music, when you put it into videography or into like other audio formats, like if this was just audio, like if we're doing like a radio show or something, like sure. Music, I feel like also helps pacing, and you know, like,
oh yeah,
you want slower, play something like a little more somber, you know, mm-hmm. You want something quick pace. You probably have like 30 seconds to do something, and like,
yeah,
play something a little more upbeat, something a little more like fast pace.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. So it's, I mean, yeah. Emotion through storytelling and making sure that you do it visually is such a big deal. And the only reason we're talking about audio is because audio is really important. Like, you can evoke so much emotion just by someone watching something, but whenever they get immersed into with their eyes and their ears, it gets a little bit deeper,
right?
You know, because you're using more of the senses, right? Mm-hmm. So
a good video on its own is good. A good audio on its own is good. Put it together and it makes something great.
Yeah, for sure. And we just need to figure out how to get people to smell the videos now.
That would be pretty cool.
To add more, you know,
if there's senses, like a gust of wind, like something sprays out. Like,
yeah.
That'd be kind of fun.
We need to work on that. And if anybody has any ideas on that, let us know.
Kind of like a scratch and sniff, but for videos.
Yes. Wow. I was not expecting that, but yes, that's actually accurate.
There we go. There we go.
All right. So last but not least, number five, develop a consistent character or archetype. So you have to use, not everybody needs to do this, but this works really, really well, especially for like a clothing brand. And so I actually brought it up earlier when we were talking about it. You want someone to be like the face of the brand a lot of the time. And you can have multiple people, but I was like talking about Fabletics. They use Kevin Hart as the face of their brand, and it works so well because he's a spunky, in shape dude who, you know, can talk about anything and make it sound great, and he's hilarious, and you know what I mean. And so, but like, you know, we were talking about Nike earlier. They have so many faces for their brand because they're across so many types of, you know, clothing and branding and stuff. They have, you know, running and golf and soccer and basketball and football and everything. You know what I mean? So,
you know, the face might be, you know, the slogan is probably the slogan and the face might be the two things people remember, because whenever I think of like a face of a company or like a character, like what you're talking about,
yeah,
you know, Progressive, like Flo from Progressive,
mm-hmm.
State Farm, you know, like I just think of all these different people.
Jake.
And then Jake, yeah. Jake from State Farm. You know, it's so crazy. I remember when the first, like, I'm talking to Jake from State Farm
video
came out, and it was like some other guy, and then they like totally changed it to
the
new guy.
They just changed it, and they just acted like we wouldn't notice.
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah. I tried finding it, and honestly, it's kind of hard to find the old one.
Is it really?
A little bit.
That's funny. But yeah, I mean, it's stuff like that where it's like once something resonates so well, just keep using that person or that face. Because people are going to, again, identify your brand and they're going to know. And then it kind of even goes back to the to number two is you're creating that brand narrative. Because like you were so used to the other guy, the other Jake that was, and then, you know, kind of threw off the narrative a little bit. But, you know, I think they've pounded that into the wall now with the new guy enough that we're kind of used to it.
Well, the first Jake was just like some dude in the video, but like right. The new Jake is like, integrated into every single bit, but right. Also like it doesn't have to be like a specific face. I don't think either, like
no.
Going back to our treatment like thing, you know, the face is the people who like the people who are struggling and get better, you know, like just like that character that we follow on this journey, you know.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have to be a specific person. It doesn't have to be a specific personality. It just has to be someone there to take us through this process of like, you know, this treatment, this like product, this business, like this service that you're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, 100%.
Oh yeah. And I would argue point number four, which was,
go ahead.
What was point number
incorporate four? Storytelling into visual content. So video, graphics, 3D content.
Gotcha. Like maybe not so much point four. But okay, like,
go ahead.
Storytelling is just so important for everything that you do. Yeah. And like taking it and putting it in a different way, storytelling is a good way. We're talking about attention span. We're talking about like trying to get people, I feel like, don't watch things if it doesn't look like it's going anywhere.
Yeah.
Storytelling hooks people and it lets people know that we're going somewhere. There's an end point, beginning, middle, end, you know, even for a 30-second or 15-second thing,
right?
You know, without storytelling, then you're going to have people like swipe through. They're going to see the first 2 seconds of like, and then like they're going to ignore it. But if there's a compelling like bit where it opens and it's someone like actually saying, this is what I need, you know, this is who I am. And I was a change by this. Like storytelling is absolutely critical for advertising as well as like, everything.
Literally everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
It's so vital.
Yeah. Cause I mean like kids love a good story. You know what I mean? Like we all love a good story.
Like, yeah. I hate good stories.
Unless you like don't read books and don't watch TV at all.
Yeah.
Which I would be surprised in this day and age, but yeah. So I honestly like just ask yourself like, how can I integrate some storytelling into my marketing, into my business and promoting my business? Because it's just going to go a long way and people are going to start to resonate and they're going to build like a relationship with you already, if that makes sense, in their own mind. They're going to feel like they get to know you a little bit better and your brand without you guys ever having a face-to-face conversation, which is pretty cool because then they begin. So going back a couple podcasts ago, then they begin to know, like, and trust you without you even having a face-to-face conversation, which is cool.
Putting in even just going as far as putting in the effort, going back, I think last episode, you said something I should have pushed back a little bit and I forgot what the point was now. Actually, I do remember. I don't want to get too far into it, but like it's a show of like storytelling, like somewhat competent storytelling is a sign of, quality.
Okay.
It's a sign of okay, they're putting this effort in, then this is probably a quality product, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right.
If you put that much into it, then like, that's so much of the battle, you know?
For
just
sure.
Getting people to think that you're even worth.
Like, oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, you nailed it. Anything else?
Can't think of anything.
All right.
Become better storytellers, I guess.
Yes, that's the lesson for today. Become a storyteller. And things will get better for you. I fully believe that. All right. Thank you guys for checking out the podcast. Please like and subscribe. As always, we love you guys and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.